You are listening to Robert and Rachel Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaches. The following is the audio from a recent YouTube video. Check out Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube for the visual content to this audio. Keep soaring high.
Do these five things to attract anything you desire. Hi everyone, Robert Zink, Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. You know, this channel is about you having the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. We believe that you have the power to manifest pretty much anything you desire and put your heart, soul, and mind to. You are a co-creator of your reality. Get excited about your potential. Get excited about your possibilities. There is nothing stopping you from the life that you desire except your own fears and doubts and limiting beliefs. So we're going to talk today about a new way of life. These five habits I'm giving you today are to be incorporated into your life every day. So put your hands together and say, I promise to myself that I will incorporate these five techniques into my life and begin manifesting anything and everything I desire. Okay, number one, speak and visualize your dreams and your goals and your intentions as if they were already here. Because in fact, they are. You know, quantum science teaches us that there are parallel universes and that at some universe, you are driving the car you desire. You are living with the love you crave. You are making the money that you want. Everything is coming to you easily and without resistance. That's what's happening in another universe. But guess what? You have the ability to pull that universe into your present universe. And the way you do that is present tense speaking. In neurolinguistic programming, they call it acting as if. It is not faking it until you make it. It is talking to yourself as if everything you desire is already present. I am happy. I feel abundant. Money's too easy to make. Love comes to me easily and often. I'm in love with my soulmate, and she's in love with me. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm talking present tense. I'm not saying, I hope someday I find my soulmate. I wish that I had money. I wish that I had a new car to drive. I'm not talking about future tense. Remember, the law of attraction is not about what is. It's about what can be. And what can be takes place right here first. In other words, look, great inventors, great businessmen already see it and feel it in their mind. Walt Disney saw Disneyland. He saw a world where people were happy and joyful and excited and leaving their cares behind. He saw it before anything was started on it. He saw it before the architects drew up the plans. It was in his mind. And so it is with relationships and your business and your career. You know, Muhammad Ali said, I knew I was the greatest before I ever said I was the greatest. In other words, in his soul, he was already talking about himself as the greatest. Are you the greatest? Yes, You are the greatest at being you. You are the greatest at manifesting the money you desire, the love you crave, the health you depend upon, the vacations you've always wanted to take. And you don't have to put it off 10 years into the future. You don't have to put it off 5 years into the future. You can manifest it now. But it's a new way of life. It's a new way of speaking. It's talking in present tense. So anytime you hear yourself saying, I wish, I want, I hope, maybe someday, correct yourself. Say, cancel that thought. I say it to myself. I say, Robert, cancel that thought. And when I cancel it, then I replace it with a present tense statement, a present tense I am statement. Because, and here's why this is important. The infinite field of potential, the universe, matches what you are, not what you want. So when you become rich in your mind, you'll become rich in your pocket and in your wallet and in your purse and in your bank account. When you feel loved and cared about and desired in your heart and in your soul, you'll see it in your life. You know, have you ever run into people that they're walking around, they go, oh man, I got a bad back. My back really hurts. I want it to go away. And the more they talk about it and the more they complain about it, the worse their back gets. They are literally attracting it to themselves. Number one, speak in present tense. Number two, five things to attract what you deeply desire. Number two, constant reprogramming of your mind. You must constantly reprogram your mind. It's not a one-time thing. Oh, yes, I had a very, very sad call a little over a week ago. One of my clients who I worked with to help her restore her relationship, she was able to restore it, and they were falling deeper in love than ever before. And everything was going perfect. And she stopped her gratitude journal. And she stopped her affirmations. And she stopped her positive self-talk and her tapping and many other things that we talked about in one-on-one personal mentoring. She gave it all up because everything was going great. And then guess what happened? Well, you know what happened. Things started to deteriorate. You see, that old mind, it's entrenched. It's there. It's filled with doubt and jealousy and anger and hatred and hurt and pain and negativity. And you can put it at bay for a time with exterior activities. But you can't put it at bay forever. You have to reprogram your mind every single day. You know, I was reading that before doing a workshop, Tony Robbins has been doing the same incantation for 25 years. So there are many ways to reprogram your mind on a daily basis. But here are just a few. Positive affirmations every day, all day. You know, oftentimes people will say to me, Robert, how many times should I do my affirmations a day? I do them 3 times a day. I say, you know, when I really want to reprogram my mind and start manifesting something important to me and see it come into fruition, I'll do my affirmations 300 times a day. Positive affirmations every day, all day. Incantations, talking directly to your subconscious mind. Give it away. Start giving away some money. When you see somebody is homeless and they're old and they limp and they're definitely not some young guy who just doesn't want to work, but there's somebody that really needs help, give them some money. Buy them some lunch. Do something for them. Pay it forward, because when you do that, you're telling the universe, I am prosperous. I am prosperous. And the universe says, well, you're prosperous. We'll give you more prosperity. Okay? So pay it forward. Do good things for people. And finally, be the change that you wish to see in others. You know, we look at other people and we say, why don't they do this? And how come they're not doing that? But look at yourself and start focusing on becoming the change you wish to see in other people. It's from Gandhi, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. That's number two. Number three, power hour. Power hour every morning. I used to have a boss that I worked for. It was a sales company, and we called all over the world. But when we came into work, we had our coffee, we sat down at our desk, and he had this like electric microphone that would broadcast throughout the entire office, and he would say, power hour, power hour, hit it hard, power hour. And you just got pumped up. You got excited. You got worked up. And, well, you made a lot of money, too. And it was all great. It was a lot of fun. But I learned from him that that first hour of your day sets everything into motion. That first hour after you get out of bed, or even before you get out of bed, power hour, meditation, exercising, reading, daily goals, you know, getting in touch with who you are and where you're going for the day. Get fired up that first hour of the day. It's power hour. Hey, High Flyers, I want to remind you that Rachel and I have put together a very, very special gift for each and every one of you. We have put together a Law of Attraction quiz. It's dynamite. It's a game changer. It's fun to do. When you fill out the quiz, you learn about where you're at and what you need to work on. It's incredible. Take the Law of Attraction quiz. Absolutely free. Go to lawofattractionsolutions.com/quiz. Okay, number four on my list of things you're going to do every day to bring about the changes in your life that you desire, you're going to give up criticizing. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Now, listen to me, employers. I know that you have to criticize from time to time an employee if they're making a mistake or not doing something proper. And so in those cases, I recommend a compliment sandwich, a compliment followed by the criticism, and then the compliment again, another compliment. So there's a compliment on both sides of that criticism in the center. Now that for me seems the most logical and effective way to deal with employees. But here's the real deal. When you criticize, your mind goes into negativity mode. And you stop attracting what you desire most. You stop attracting happiness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we all really desire most. When we eat and we're full, we're happy. When we have a new car, we're happy. When we have a nice home to live in, we're happy. When we have a great job that we're advancing in, we're happy. When we have an incredible loving relationship, we're happy. And criticism takes you out of happiness mode. So you stop attracting happiness and you attract more criticism. And then pretty soon everybody's criticizing you because you are attracting that into your life. You don't need any extra criticism, do you? So stop criticizing others. You know, it is what it is sometimes. People are what they are. Give them your best shot. Give them your love. Give them your happiness. Give them your joy. And if they want to continue to make mistakes, hey, it's their life. It's their path. It's their journey. Finally, last but not least, gratitude daily. I know many of you High Flyers have already gone out and purchased a nice gratitude journal, but spend at least 5 minutes every day, 2 minutes minimum, going through gratitude, not just about the things that you're grateful for in the past, but all the things that you are currently manifesting in your life right now. Oh, I want to hear what you're grateful for. post it right down below. I want to read it. I want to comment on it. Yeah, this is the beginning of your gratitude journal. Write it right down below. And if you already have a gratitude journal, congratulations. But these are five things you can incorporate in your life right now to bring about massive change, huge change, and begin attracting what you truly desire. Thank you so much. And hey, be sure and subscribe. Click the bell icon, and we will be back with you again soon. Have a great day, because you absolutely deserve it. You really do.